Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with my mom.
Hi.
We are actually live streaming this podcast today, so if you want to watch this, I'd like you to still listen to it, but if you'd rather watch it, you can go over to my blog channel, Miss R. Baller, on YouTube and watch it. It's going to be the same stupidity, but you get to see my mom's face.
Oh, sorry.
You look pretty. You put on makeup and you did your hair.
I did.
And you put on my merch.
I did.
And I didn't do any of that. And I kept my aligners in my teeth. So
you're gorgeous.
I'm going to have a slight lisp.
I can't even hear it. I can't even see it.
I know.
They can see. Can't see.
I got aligners. It's not a brand deal. I'm going to give an honest review at the end of it all.
Good for
right
you.
Now, it's like my teeth are being tortured every day.
Mm.
It's like just constant suction and pressure.
Is it as bad as braces?
No. I have not had the point where I want to cry. And also, I can take them out.
Yeah.
But everyone says you lose a lot of weight while doing this because you're not allowed to snack.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you can just take them out, eat something, and then put them back in. You have to floss, brush, and rinse the aligners. Okay, Matt is hanging a TV in the other room.
It's like sawing.
I was like, I'm in a podcast. So he decided to do the loudest project on the planet.
Well, he stopped vacuuming.
He did. He's going to vacuum again. You know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. Aligners are annoying, but you lose a bunch of weight because you can't just eat whenever you want.
Yeah.
So.
Your cousin did that. Stephanie.
Yeah.
She did those.
It's not Invisalign. It's one of those you see ads everywhere, but it's not an ad for me. I did it on my own. Gosh darn it, because I wanted to give a real review at the end of it.
There you go. Oh, you give real reviews anyway.
Yeah, but if you're paid, you can't say like negative things, but you don't have to give, you just like kind of leave out the whole truth.
I've been honest with all of our sponsored deals.
Yes,
things.
Yes.
I have.
The podcast, yes.
100%.
I also don't do brands that I don't like. I used to, and now I'm like, no, not for it. I can stand to not work with them. All right, let's get on to the news of the day that's on the internet.
Okay.
So before a long time ago, we talked about how Instagram was going to launch another Instagram for just buying things, like shopping.
Right.
Well, instead, they launched an in-app checkout. So when you see something you like that's like for sale on Instagram, you just click it. You can check out on Instagram. You never have to leave the app, which makes way more sense than creating a whole new app altogether. So that's Instagram news.
Good.
That's what's happened today, which is, I think it's great.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Have you ever just bought anything on Instagram for fun?
One time. One ad got me.
One did?
It was for workout pants with pockets.
Did you like them?
I got two pair. I liked one. I did not like the other.
Ah.
So it's because my phone fit in one of the pockets. My phone didn't fit in the other pockets. I feel like if you're the same brand, why is your pocket size differing?
Exactly.
It should all be the same pocket size.
That would be cool to go on hikes with a pocket in my...
A pocket in your pocket?
My pants.
Yeah.
Instead of holding it, your hand
That's
gets
my thing. When I take the dog on a walk, I'm sticking it in my pocket and I'm done.
See, but my phone's so much bigger than yours.
Okay, just so you listening know, she just put my phone on her phone. Don't pay attention to the camera. They're just here to see us.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my God. People say we should do this as a live show, and I have to say that would never actually happen. You would be so distracted.
Okay.
All I hear is Matt.
I hear
He's using a wrench at the moment.
I feel like there's a little...
mouse in the wall?
Something in your rat or something in your wall. There's
it's
not.
Matt.
But
it's Matt. All right. So we talked about how Twitter was going to do an iMessaging look on Twitter when people reply to each other. They've used it on a few people and people hate it. People really, really hate it. I saw it for like a second. It appeared for like a second on my Twitter and then it disappeared and I was really confused. I was like, what's happening? And then it went away. So I wasn't able to fully experience it. But from the people who have experienced it, they hate it.
They didn't like it.
It looks really weird. I didn't expect Twitter to do something so drastic.
Right.
Like, it's always just kind of been the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, they changed square profiles to circle, like the picture, but that's about it. You know what?
Didn't even
the
notice.
Camera is stressing me out.
Isn't it? It's very, it's like, we can't see what's happening because she's covered. But it's like, I know people are watching.
I adjusted my pants and I was like, oh my God, I forgot that I'm on camera. Good thing I didn't stick my hands down my pants. Well, I do. Okay. I can't be the only girl. You get a wedgie. I fully stick my whole hand down my pants to fix
gotta
a wedgie.
Gotta get that wedgie out.
Like, it's not
annoying.
It's, we got cracks. We got crevices. We don't have sponsors today. I can say what I want.
Well, guys adjust too, so.
Yeah, but it's all outer. They just grab their boxers or their briefs and just kind of like pull them down.
If you say so.
What? I don't see guys sticking their hands down their pants to adjust a wedgie.
True. That's true.
I feel like us women, we got to get all the way down there. It's rough.
Moving on.
Speaking of raunchiness, I have to highly suggest Amy Schumer's new special on Netflix.
Hilarious.
I saw videos of you crying laughing.
I was dying. Nasty stuff, but it was hilarious. Nasty is not the right word. I guess raunchy.
Raunchy? Yeah. Yeah, it's not nasty, it's raunchy.
No, yeah. Hilarious. I was dying.
I'm not going to give away jokes because Colleen gave away jokes to me. And I feel like it definitely took away because I knew the punchlines.
Yeah.
Colleen told me every major punchline there was. And I went in watching it. I was like, I know the punchline to this. Dang it, Colleen. It was still funny. But
it's funny. It's hilarious.
Colleen's a joke ruiner, just so you all know. Big news on the internet this week was Shane Dawson proposed to his boyfriend, Ryland.
I saw that.
Yes. We didn't touch on the fact that he made up a story about masturbating on his cat.
Oh.
Again, we don't have sponsors today.
Talking about nasty.
But then he said that was a lie. And I thought it was recent on his podcast. And apparently it was from 3 years ago that he said it on a podcast.
Why are they bringing it up now?
It's the internet. People find things from a long time ago and they bring them up. It was still a gross story.
Yeah,
I don't condone that at all. But anyway, then he proposed to his boyfriend. So they're engaged. That's woohoo, internet. did you see... You need to get back on the internet, Mom.
I'm trying.
Are you trying?
I'm trying.
Did you see the Florida Man Challenge?
The what? Florida Man?
Florida Man.
Florida.
You know how
What's a Florida? The state? Florida?
Yes!
You said Florida. Like, Florida.
Florida. Did you need me to say Ida?
Yes,
Florida.
The state. Got it.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah, no one pronounces it Florida.
I never know what these challenges are because so it could have been floor. Duh, you got to do it on the floor. Go ahead.
Okay. Have you ever seen how Florida always has extreme headlines? Like they're weird.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, so someone came up with this challenge where you put in Google, you type out Florida man, and then you put in your birthday. You put in your birthday, and then you post the headline that comes up.
God,
and it's like
it
really
so bad.
It's like okay. Really weird stuff, like Florida man got arrested for throwing an alligator into a fast food joint. Like they're really weird, drastic things. So people were doing this and posting really weird headlines because there are really, and everyone just thought like Florida was crazy.
Oh, I missed it.
You missed it.
I missed it
because you're not on the internet anymore, Mom. So glad you're helping me with this podcast. Anyway, someone from Florida explained why there are so many weird headlines. And she said that there's something in Florida called the Sunshine Law, which gives the public very open access to the arrest records and all these types of things. See, like in LA, you can't always see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like we don't have this law, but in Florida, everything is out in the open. Like the police don't hide anything.
Okay.
And so,
so everything's out there.
Everything's out there. So this stuff happens in like every state, but no one knows about it because they don't, like there's been times where I've witnessed an arrest and later went on Google to try and find
yes,
it. And it's, there's nowhere to be found.
Right.
So in Florida, it's everywhere.
There.
Everything's there. So, and the girl also said at the end, she was explaining in this very long thing. And she also says the humidity and the meth also doesn't help.
The humidity.
Yes.
For me. I would
not the meth. You're good with the meth.
Okay. I don't touch it. But humidity, I would wilt and get.
I can't do it.
No.
It's difficult.
But why in Hawaii can we take the humidity?
Because
it's the same humidity.
No, I've been there. It's been pretty bad a few times when it's like
you just stay in
the
your
storm
hotel
season.
Yeah.
Yeah, Florida. Yeah, it's the Florida's sticky.
You have some specks on your eyeball glasses, and it's driving me nuts. This one.
Sorry. Yeah.
It was a big, huge speck. I'm like, there has to be some big white thing.
No, you just
blurry.
See around it. You just see around it. Like, you know, you always see your nose, but you never notice it. Oh, she just went cross-eyed. I'm so glad we're live streaming.
Like, I never see my nose. And I got a honker of a nose.
No, your nose is always in your view. You just got so used to it, your brain chooses not to see it.
Okay, I can't. Oh, there it is. You can only do it if you close one
no,
eye.
No, your nose is always in your vision. You can always see your nose.
You cannot. Where are you getting this stuff?
Science! What do you mean? The internet.
Okay, the internet. Okay.
That's science.
There you go.
Anyway, so I think all states should have this sunshine law, this public reference, because I want to see what goes on.
Maybe people will think twice about doing things if they know it's all going to be out there.
Right.
It can all be out there anyway, but.
I want it to all be out there. If you get arrested for bad things, like throwing an alligator somewhere, you should be shamed for it.
Aw. We all make mistakes.
Yeah, but I want to see people's mistakes, man. I'm the type of person that learns from other people's mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how people do this where they just see other people make these mistakes and get consequences for it and then just think that they could also do it but not get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people have to experience something to learn from it. I'm not that person. I will look at you and your mistakes.
And go, I don't think I'm going to do that.
And I'm going to figure out myself. Yeah. I'm doing pretty well by doing that.
Yeah.
I think I was the best behaved child because of it, of yours.
You're a very good girl.
I was the best behaved.
Yes, you were.
Thank you. I just needed confirmation. Did you see the cruise ship?
I did.
My favorite thing about no one died.
No.
There were some broken bones, some bruises, some cuts. But thankfully, nothing passed that.
Yeah.
So a cruise ship was the Viking line cruise ships. It was right off the shore of Norway, and an engine gave out right in the middle of a storm. Because the engine gave out, they couldn't stabilize themselves in the middle of a storm. A cruise ship can go right through a storm and be fine. But the engine gave out, so it was going crazy, and they were airlifting people out. The only person tweeting out videos was a tiny little old lady. And it was my favorite thing in the world. She was videoing everything and posting it and giving all That's the great. Info. I was just like, how is this little old lady the only person that giving out this info on Twitter? I love her. But it was insane.
Then there was a second ship. I read today. There's a second ship that they were...
On the Viking
right
line?
In the same type area. I think so.
Wow, they're going to have some issues.
Well... I don't know.
I don't know. But everyone, they airlifted like 400 something people out, and then the rest were able to stay on the ship while they
towed it.
They
have one
port.
Engine that still worked.
Yes. And then there were three ships that came around and
tugged,
whatever it's called.
Towed.
Mm-hmm. But they were tugboats.
Tugboats.
That towed.
They tugged them. Do you tug or do you tow?
I don't know. Well, they were tugging them. Yeah. What's you tug it, which I guess is the same thing as towing it.
Tow. Toe tug.
I'm done. I'm done.
Next.
Update. Last week we talked about Romeo.
Yes.
And then after we were done with this podcast, he did an interview with Keemstar. I don't remember his name, but he's a Drama Alert host person. Anyway, the interview was atrocious. It was apparently. Keemstar and him had a phone call beforehand, and Romeo's like, yeah, I'm just gonna admit guilty, I'm gonna apologize, ask for him forgiveness, blah blah blah. That was the plan.
That's not what he did.
It was but the thing is, and he just made up excuses, and none of it. He was like, yeah, I was dating a 15-year-old, but like, I think she was 17, but she could have been like, you know, 16, but like, you know, yeah, she was 14, but like, she was like 17. Like, nothing made sense.
No.
And everyone was just like, you're done.
Yeah.
We're done with you. He was like clearly an idiot. He didn't make any sense whatsoever. He clearly had no remorse for his actions. He tried to justify everything, tried to slander all the girls.
Yeah.
He was just, I'm done with him. And I think I'm glad he did the interview because he admitted to it all, but then tried to justify it. And people were like, you can't.
When
the dude
wrong,
interviewing
wrong.
Him was like, you can't justify that behavior, bro.
Yeah.
And the guy interviewing was like trying to help him out, like giving him outs, being like, okay, you could just answer this question correctly and you're fine. And he just wouldn't do it.
Yep.
So I'm glad the interview happened. Oh, cool news. Netflix is testing a mobile-only plan in select countries that only costs $3 a month.
Woo!
So you only get Netflix on your phone, and it's only $3. But I think right now they're only doing it in India and, like, I think one or two other countries, not in America yet. So that's cool. But then again,
watch Netflix on your phone?
No.
I don't.
But a lot of people do watch everything on their phone.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those people. If I have to watch something, I wait till I'm home. Well, I'm always home with my laptop or my iMac.
Yeah.
I don't watch things on my phone, but apparently a lot of people do. And that's why phone screens are getting bigger.
Yeah.
But I thought, I was like, okay, well, maybe a bunch of kids watch everything on their phone. But then kids don't have credit cards to do payments, right?
I don't know.
Or maybe
I had a credit card when I was 16, I think.
You had a credit card when you were 16?
Because I had a job.
I had a job too, but I didn't have no credit card.
And a bank account?
Oh, I had a bank account and debit card, but I didn't have a credit card. I had a friend who...
I think I was 18 when I got my first credit card.
Whenever I was like in my 20s when I got my first credit card because I was an idiot.
Checking account. Checking account I got when I was 16.
Yes, I had a checking account for a while.
That was so cool.
I had a friend who had... He only had a savings account. No, he had a checking account, but he only had an ATM card. Mm. So he had to go get cash out every single time he wanted to get something. I was like, why are you putting cash in your bank once? Why don't you just cash it?
You have to think twice before you buy something then.
But it was really annoying. So I'd be like, bro, I'm out of money. I have the money, but can you buy my thing? And I'm like, get a freaking debit card or credit card. What are you doing? Anyway, so Netflix is doing that. I hope it helps people out. And that's cool. GoFundMe pledges to remove all anti-vax campaigns.
Good.
Everything in the world is saying, don't be anti-vaccines. And they're still trying. There's no science behind it.
They proved it wrong.
But good for GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now there's a thing where YouTubers are deleting social medias off their phone. Casey Neistat did it. Philip DeFranco did it. I will never do it.
Why would they take it off their phone?
Because they say it like creates anxiety or something.
Or maybe because they feel they need to always look or something.
I guess. But like I live a life where it's not a big deal if I look. Right?
Yeah.
I'm always on social media, even though I'm not always posting. Sorry. But I'm always on it. I kind of have to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's not just for work. It's also for pleasure. Phil DeFranco was like, I only need it for work. I'm like, don't you get pleasure from looking at it? Like,
well, I used to always use it just to keep tabs on all my kids.
Yeah, when you didn't look. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't see a reason. I have my phone on silent, so I never get notifications for anything.
Right.
But
yeah, I don't like getting notifications.
No, my phone's always on silent. Yeah. I choose when to look at my phone.
Yes.
But I just can't imagine deleting a social media.
No. I've consciously set it down at dinner time now and not look at it.
Yeah, I guess. You know? Yeah. I mean, I sometimes leave it downstairs at Colleen's.
Yeah.
I've done that a few times. Yeah. I'm like, okay. But I also have my watch. So if I don't miss anything important, because if someone calls me or something, my watch goes off.
Yes.
I'll never delete them. I found out that people finally noticed that we can determine how many ads happen on our YouTube videos.
Yes.
It was a secret for a while. I didn't even know about it. I think December, Colleen told me about it. Colleen was like, so you know when you can put ads, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what are you talking about? Cat's out of the bag, guys. So we can decide how many ads we put in a video and where we place them.
Yep.
So if you'll notice.
Being strategic.
Right before a grand reveal of something, there might be an ad right there.
It's annoying, but I'm happy for you guys.
Yes, thank you. So people have started to notice this.
Yeah.
It used to just be an ad before your video. And then maybe if you allowed it, a mid-roll ad could happen, but you had no choice where it went. But now we have a choice. And we have a choice of how many. I personally, but your video has to be over 10 minutes. Thus, everyone's really long videos lately, because the longer your video, the more ads you can seemingly put in it and act like you can get away with it. I personally do an ad before, and then you could play an ad after. I feel like there's no problem with playing an ad after. You can definitely skip off of that.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt is just hammering. Oh my God. My house is constantly in construction. And then I usually put an ad in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three ads on all my videos.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, you can definitely not watch. The middle one, you can choose. It's usually skippable. But the first one, that's normal.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who put lots of ads in there. Mm-hmm. And apparently there's been fire on James Charles because he put 7 ads in a 26-minute. Mom!
Sorry. James Charles.
Mom. And he did a thing. Oh, my God. Matthew, he knows we're doing an audio thing at the moment.
Should I remind him?
No. Okay. Just let him build.
Let him build. Okay.
Anyway, so his thing, it's a 26-minute video.
Wow.
7 ads. Okay.
Okay.
Just And his thing was saying, like, a 30-minute video, a 30-minute TV show has just as many ads, if not more.
Yes, this is true.
And most of the ads on YouTube are skippable. So he's saying, so his defense was like, I'm worth this many ads, whatever. And Philip DeFranco reported on it and was like, well, he was saying a lot of people are doing this because sometimes videos get demonetized. So yes, the videos that don't, you try and make the most money off of. And the videos that get demonetized, there's no ads on it. So whatever. So you're trying to balance it out.
Ah.
So that makes sense. People are like, YouTube's unstable, so they're trying to make as most money as they possibly can right now.
But
and
that's
also,
why you go to Netflix, because you only have the ad in the beginning.
Yes. So that's, and people are like, people went away from mainstream media with all the ads, yes, to the internet for less ads.
Yes.
Also, you can get YouTube Premium, which gets rid of all the ads.
True.
Or you can install an ad blocker. There's like, there's a whole debate going on right now. I personally, as when I watch YouTube, I don't like seeing a million ads, mm-hmm, but who does? And I'm cheap and won't get YouTube Premium, even though I probably should as a YouTuber. But like, I personally will only put 3 ads on a video, beginning, middle, end. That's just my personal preference. You're allowed to do whatever you want as a YouTuber. And if your audience sits and watches it, then your audience sits and watches it. If you don't like it, you don't watch the video.
Right.
So no one's, there's no control. No one has any control. It's what's gonna happen.
Yep.
James Charles is allowed to put 20 ads on a 20-minute video.
He could do that if he wanted.
He's allowed to put 1 ad if he wants.
He could do that. That, yes.
He has decided his worth is 7 ads in 26 minutes.
Okay.
I've decided my worth is 3 ads on any video over 10 minutes. That's what I've decided my worth is.
Okay.
So everyone's decided their worth, and if you don't like it, don't watch it. If you don't like it, you get YouTube Premium or an ad blocker.
Yeah.
But don't get an ad blocker.
Yeah.
Because then you'd block my ads too, man. And
kids
like,
don't make money.
I gotta
gotta pay mortgage.
Gotta pay for things.
Food.
My dog. He eats a lot. He's asleep on the couch. This is the calmest he's ever been during a podcast. Good boy. All right. But yeah, so like, I didn't really have anything to say on that. Like, it was just like, oh, the cat's out of the bag, you guys. We control these ads. We don't. The thing is, I wish I could control what type of ad. Because there are multiple types.
You can't.
I wish I could say in the middle, put up the little banner. Because that would be, that'd be ideal for me to be like, in the middle, do a video that's skippable in 5 seconds or it's a 15 long second video. Do that. I don't care. But in the middle, I'd like just the banner, but we don't get to control what kind of ad goes.
Gotcha.
So, I just hit my microphone. But that's, yeah. So I wish I could control that. That's the only thing we don't control. Or also what the ad is.
Yeah.
I don't get to choose. No. No. All right. So Kids' Choice Awards was Saturday night. Colleen forgot.
She's kind of busy.
She straight up forgot about the Kids' Choice. I don't even know if I was supposed to say that. Oops.
If you were into her life, you would know she's insanely busy.
Very, very busy. Lack of sleep. The whole shebang. Yes. But the winners for internet stuff, favorite social music star was JoJo.
Yay, JoJo!
Favorite social star was David Dobrik, and favorite gamer was Sniper Wolf. Three S's.
Oh, I'm going... Okay, Rachel.
Her name is Sniper Wolf.
You can get it out.
I'm not in the gaming world, but I still feel that we need to report on it because it has to do with the internet.
Absolutely.
So congrats to you three people that had to do with the internet, the Kids' Choice Awards.
Woo!
That's all I have to say about that. I did not forget about the Kids' Choice Awards. I was just not invited.
Neither was I.
Rude!
Gosh.
I am planning on going to the Shorty Awards, though.
Good.
I am in the final nominations for that.
Yay.
It's in New York. And I was like, why not? Sounds
fun.
When
is it?
May 5th.
Ooh, it's coming up.
It's coming up. My birthday's coming up.
Your birthday is coming up.
That's all.
April 5th.
Hello.
We
always do a P.O. box opening video for my birthday. And I completely forgot about it. And then I've been getting tweets like, I sent you something. I was like, oh, I forgot I do that.
You do that.
So if you have sent me something, I will open it on a P.O. Box video. Don't need to send me something. Don't. You really don't. I'm good.
Yeah.
You do not have to send me anything. But if you did send me something, thank you. That's nice of you. I will open it on video. If you didn't, I really.
But not on your birthday.
Not on my birthday.
No.
I'll probably post it the Monday after my birthday. Oh, no. So we have to wait because sometimes things don't get to the mail in time.
And then I've got to go back and get them.
Yeah. So it'll probably be like a week after my birthday. I'll post the video. Oh, I have a question for the people of the world.
Okay, people, listen.
What's with celery drinks for breakfast?
Celery?
Yes, there's this thing going where YouTubers are drinking celery for breakfast. They're juicing celery.
It's just water.
Right? That's what I'm saying. Drink water. Just drink some water. I've seen Hart, who's an amazing, lovely human being, and Trisha, who I'm obsessed with. Both of them drink celery for breakfast. What are you doing?
No, slap some peanut butter on that celery, and that's a good breakfast.
That's a great breakfast. You got your protein and some hydration.
And water.
Celery is water.
You can even put little ants on it and make a little
ant log. Ants on a log, that's what it's called. That was a good snack as a child.
A good snack.
I haven't had it as an adult.
I'll make you one.
Will you?
I will.
When my basketball season starts again, will you bring us snacks?
I will bring you snacks. I'll bring you cut up oranges. And
love that.
I will do that. Okay. Little juice boxes. I guess they're not boxes anymore. Are those bags? Are they back to boxes?
Juice is in bags? Boxes. Apple juice. No, applesauce is in bags.
No, they have Capri Sun. That's the stuff that's in those bag things.
It's always been in a bag.
Okay. Put things in the
All right. Last news I have is Ariana Grande's tour started.
Yes.
Woohoo. And she has stations at all of her tour stops where you can register or pledge to vote.
Smart.
That's really smart. And I think she's awesome. And that is amazing. And yeah, that's all I had to say about that. I just wanted to, just so you know, if you go to Ariana Grande's show, you can register to vote.
Yeah.
But if you're too young or not too young, well, you can register. When can you register? When you're 17?
I don't know.
I don't remember when you can register. I don't know, but you can also pledge that you will register or you will vote. If you've already registered, you can pledge to vote. All right. Do you want to, what do you got there?
What day is it is?
Oh, what day is it?
It's National Medal of Honor Day. That's dedicated to all Medal of Honor recipients. That's really big. It's a big deal. It's really.
A medal in what? Cool. A Medal of Honor? So like in the military?
Yeah. Created in 1861, the Medal of Honor is the United States of America's highest military honor. It's awarded only to U.S. military personnel by the... Oh, man. I just don't do internet well. Wait. Awarded to the U.S. military personnel by the President of the United States in the name of Congress for personal acts of valor above and beyond the call of duty. Whoa.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. It is also Tolkien Reading Day. He's best known for The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. And
Tolkien Reading
he's
Day?
He's a...
An author?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's all I have.
Today you're supposed to read his books.
Sure.
I never read.
You just read. Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't read books. I read Twilight and The Hunger Games. I tried to read Harry Potter, but I was like, the movies are right there. Why not just watch the movies? All right, let's play a game today.
Okay.
You wanted to play Heads Up again, didn't you?
I think that's fun.
All right.
Except the timer on it. I don't like the timer on it. It stresses me out.
Games have timers, Mom. So we're going to play Heads Up.
Unless you want to play a different game.
I have no other games planned.
Okay. Just not 20 questions.
What is with? Why do you hate that movie?
Because there's 20 million billion things in the world and you want me to guess one of them? You need to narrow it down. It's a food. Oh, okay. Well, let's guess foods.
Okay. I'm doing this. We're doing Just Kidding. Okay. I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. You should show the world. Oh, it's the story. No, it's a TV show with the girls and the single dad and
Mary Kate and Ashley.
It's
Full House.
It's the next
Fuller House.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it's an animal place, but it's I think Lozelle was in it. It's a cartoon movie.
Zootopia.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, you're holding one.
A phone. What Cell guy? Phone. Yeah. Smartphone.
They're in the sky, they're white, they're puffy.
Of clouds.
Okay. I don't know who she is. Oh!
It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
Fingers.
E.T.?
Yeah! Okay. Oh, not Mickey, Mickey, but...
Mouse, Minnie.
Yeah. Oh, it goes up in the sky.
It's a hot air balloon.
How did you know? Can you see this? No. Oh, I play that. I play tennis in the living room.
Wee, sports.
Yes. Not the king, but the...
Queen.
Yeah. Do you know...
The Muffin Man.
How to get to Sesame Street? It was Sesame Street.
Did I watch Sesame Street growing up?
You were more into
Power Rangers.
No, sweetheart. You were so into that puff. Why can't I think of his name? The dinosaur, the purple dinosaur.
Barney.
Yes. And Rugrats. You liked Rugrats.
I did like Rugrats. Didn't I like Power Rangers at some point? I remember renting it at the video store next to the car wash next to In-N-Out. Mm-hmm. There was a video store in the car wash.
I do miss video stores.
Do you think Blockbuster will make a comeback, Mom?
No.
All right. Put this on your head.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay. Oh, now you have to tell me.
Okay. Yes. That's how this game is played. Okay. They're just looking at a number. Okay. Oh, a robot that's on the planet by itself. And you don't know it. Go up. No. Right. Wait. You turn the phone off. It was Wally, by the way.
Wally!
Okay. Good job. Okay, well, we're going to go to wild animals because I think you'll know that.
Okay, go.
Good growl,
don't
Mom.
Touch that. Okay.
Two. Why are you showing them?
Because
it's a number.
See?
Moo!
Cow!
Yep. It's
wild.
It's big.
Buffalo!
It's black and it's a monkey, but it's a bigger monkey.
Baboon!
No, it's the
gorilla.
Big. Yes.
Okay.
It's a bird and it has a colorfuls and it mimics what you
Toucan.
Say. No, it mimics.
Parrot.
Yes. Oh, Mr. Ruby has them all over office.
Ladybugs.
Yep. Oh, you also have it on your body. It's the little spots on your
Moles.
Body. Yes.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, it's the chicken's man.
Rooster.
Yep. Oh, your arm, the muscle.
Muscle.
The muscle right here on your arm.
Trapezoid.
No, on the other side. Trapezoid.
Oh, bada.
Yeah.
Bicep.
Yeah, but it's bison. I was trying to.
Oh.
Eight legs.
Spider.
No.
Octopus.
Yes. Oh, it eats the dog food outside. And
raccoon.
Yeah.
Freaking the sound.
Scream while I'm trying to talk to you. I can't give you the clues if you're screaming
but
at me.
But I heard it going faster.
I know, but screaming at me isn't going to help you.
Okay. It's making me so stressed.
She's using my piece of paper as a fan. Let's move on to questions.
Let's go for it.
Okay. Oh, how long we've been podcasting for 32 minutes. Okay, that's fine. I didn't want to end too early. Ashley C. asked me if you still watch Jenna Marbles. I do still watch Jenna Marbles. She's the only person that can get me to watch a 30-minute video about houseplants. Mom,
cute.
Do you watch anybody?
My kids.
Do you really watch my video still?
Yeah. When I have time, yes.
What was my last video?
You were testing something.
Okay, that's a
new
product. I'm always testing something.
New product.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, you punk. Anyway, we'll move on from embarrassment for both of us. Amara.
Oh, you did. Yo. Yes, you did. You did your when you came home and you did the pixie tangerines and the dogs playing in the front in the living room. Your last vlog. I watched it.
No, my last main channel video.
Oh.
That was posted after my last vlog.
Yes. You're testing something. Not testing. It was. Yeah, you were.
Yep. As I always am.
No. Sometimes you do other things.
Yeah, but usually I'm testing. So anyway, Amara asks, would you say that you're an organized person?
Yes.
Are we, though? We both like to say we are, and we both love organization.
Yes.
But are we always organized?
At other people's houses, yes.
What?
I think
You are questioning yourself, woman.
I am.
I'm organized. What the talk? I know where everything is.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't always look like it, but it's all got its spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. All right. Willow asks, Gwen, are you still nervous during podcasts?
Yes.
Zero hesitation.
Especially when they're being filmed.
Well, that's a whole other entity. Oh, someone texted me, making sure they're not saying like you're. Something showing. Okay, no. Nothing is...
Rachel.
Okay. I don't know if a friend was texting me and be like, hey, just so you know, your boob's out. Okay. Ballinger family fan.
Yay. Says,
was there ever a BFF that betrayed you?
Yes.
Yes. And I'm still friends with them.
I'm not.
My best friend and I, and we've been friends since sophomore year in high school. It was high school. We had our ups and downs, but now we are best friends.
This is rough.
High school is rough. Things happen. And we realized that we liked life with each other better without. We apologized. We got over. And
good for you.
We are solid.
Good for you.
Sometimes things happen. Move past them if, you know, you can. If you can't, that's fine. There's no rules.
No rules.
Just do what you do. Callie asks, do you have any plans for your birthday? No, because my family is huge and it's impossible to get everyone in one place together.
What would you like to do for your birthday, Rachel? If you could choose anything you'd want to do on your birthday, what would it be?
I don't know.
And with whom?
Well, I don't know. I'm doing a breakfast with Kelly on the day before my birthday.
Well, that's fun.
So that's not, and I told Matt that he has to take me out to dinner. I was going to try and do a party, but no one is in the same.
It's hard to get everybody together.
Yeah, they're all busy. So I think I'll just skip that and, you know.
I'll hang with you.
All right. Sounds good. Millie asks, this one threw me for a loop. I didn't know if she was real or not. Do you put in ice before water or water before ice?
Ice first.
Is there a soul on the planet that does water then ice?
Because it splashes.
Right? It's always ice before water.
Yes.
This isn't up for debate.
Yes.
This is not like... No. What?
Always.
No.
Always.
What other debate was there where people were like...
Probably toothpaste.
Oh, yes. The toothpaste water, for water on which one that... That one, sure. Up for debate.
Not really. Okay.
Okay. So, you know, this is so off topic. Do you know how guys, like, they pee standing up, but then they poop sitting down?
Mm-hmm.
What if they have to poop and pee really bad at the same time?
Sit down.
Because then,
They can do it all at once.
Okay. I was stressing me out for, like, half a second when I just thought about that.
Ask Matt these questions. He'll tell you.
Because I just thought of it.
Oh.
Like, during the, like, what's first conversation, I just thought, I was like, wait. Okay, good.
Okay.
That's all the questions I have.
Oh, rats.
Do you have anything else to add? This is a shorter podcast just because we don't have sponsors.
No, I don't. I was trying to think. I had something, but I didn't write it down.
I feel like not a lot happened on the internet this week.
Good, I didn't miss much then.
Mom, you really got to get back out there. Got to explore a little bit.
I know. If I was sitting down for a longer period of time.
You found the holidays of today.
I did.
Kind of boring. I did.
No, they're important. The one was.
What was the other one?
Tolkien.
Tolkien.
That's not the important one.
No.
Not that he's not important. Josh. The Medal of Honor.
That's important. But, like, it's not like National Awkward Day.
No. Or right. National Chicken Day.
Yeah. Iced Tea Day is coming up.
Yes!
June 10th, I believe. She just shook her iced tea.
And I brought the color of cup you can't stand.
Pink. I can kind of stand pink now. Okay. I'm getting used to it. Parker's swayed me. He said, it's just a color. And I was like, you're right. It is just a color.
I don't lose it. My dark gray one. Or no, my dark blue one or my dark green one.
You misplaced.
They kind of blend in.
This
I know
out,
where
my
tea is. Yeah.
Yes. All right. That's going to be it for today because we're just blabbering to fill time at this point. we love you guys so much. Remember, you can watch this on my, what is it called? Vlog channel. Mom, do you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.